Yes. Honorable committee members, thank you. I would like to highlight the most burning issues related to prevention of domestic violence in the country. Political crisis and repressions against NGOs aggravated the situation of women and girls who are affected by domestic violence. All women's human rights NGOs that prepared 2016 shadow report to CEDAW on domestic violence have been liquidated. Despite positive changes in so-called prevention law, it cannot substitute the specialized law because it doesn't recognize the gender root causes of the problem. Economic violence and stalking are not defined as form of domestic violence. The law is coordinated by the law enforcement bodies and is not comprehensive enough for the other state institutions. Most of domestic violence criminal cases remain private prosecutions and can be terminated by reconciliation of the parties. When a domestic violence victim reports to police, officers screen political activity of victims instead of bringing aggressors to justice. Protection orders have limited term of 30 days, which is not sufficient to resolve domestic violence situations. None of 130 state crisis rooms provides specialized assistance to victims of domestic violence. The Ministry of International Affairs considers domestic violence statistics information for restricted distribution and doesn't provide access to it for the public. During the meetings of interagency councils, victims and aggressors are invited together, which jeopardize women's safety and can escalate violence. Unified model for conducting correctional programs for aggressors is not officially adopted. State intelligence services have access to the personal information of victims and aggressors collected in the Register of Facts of Domestic Violence. Criticism of the actions of authorities to prevent domestic violence is prohibited. Thank you.